Okay, so you're interested in SEO in 2025. Smart move because things are changing.
Yeah, for sure.
And we've got some excerpts here from an article called SEO in 2025, Strategies That Actually Work.
Right.
And
Me
I think this
too.
is going to be super interesting.
For sure.
So let's just dive in.
Yeah.
So one thing that this article keeps bringing up is that SEO in 2025 is going to be a lot less about gaming the system
Right.
and a lot more about
Yeah.
genuinely like providing value to
Yeah,
users.
I mean, think about it. I'm like,
Search engines.
what does that even mean?
They're getting so much smarter.
Yeah.
They're not just matching keywords anymore.
Right.
It's all about intent and context and,
Like, how do we even?
user behavior.
Yeah.
So, value in 2025,
Right.
I think it means going way beyond just basic information.
Okay.
It's about creating content that really anticipates
Right.
what users need and
Okay.
solves their problems.
In ways they didn't even know they had problems to be solved,
Okay, so how do
Going
we,
really going above and
and how
beyond.
do we even do that?
It's a good
The
question.
article talks about page loading speed,
Yeah.
mobile friendliness.
That's all pretty standard stuff.
Yeah.
That's a, but I think the standards are gonna evolve. I
Yeah.
mean, mobile first indexing is already huge,
Yeah.
but imagine most searches happening on AR glasses. Or
Right. Yeah.
even like implanted chips,
Oh, yeah. Okay.
websites optimized for those platforms, that's
Yeah.
gonna be massive.
Okay.
And there's this one idea in the article that I thought was really interesting.
Okay.
What if Google starts prioritizing websites that offer like interactive 3D models for products?
Oh, wow.
You know?
That's pretty next level.
Talk about immersive user
I
experience.
mean,
What?
it makes sense. Like, if I'm shopping for a couch in 2025,
Yeah.
I want to be able to see
Okay, Zach.
like how it would look in my living room.
You don't want to just see a flat picture.
Not just like a 2D picture. I want to be
Right.
able to like walk around it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's just one example.
Yeah.
You can think about the implications for travel,
Right.
education, healthcare. Like the possibilities
Yeah.
are truly endless.
Right.
But I think it all goes back to understanding what the user wants. You know what their intent is,
Right.
and then giving them an experience that goes above and beyond.
Okay, now what about voice search?
Oh, yeah.
Because the article mentions
That's another game changer.
that's becoming like more and more important.
Voice search is exploding, and it
Yeah.
completely changes how we think about SEO
Right.
because
Yeah.
we're moving to this world of like conversational queries
Okay.
where people ask questions naturally, like
Right.
they're talking to another human. So, optimizing for those featured snippets,
Okay.
providing really concise, direct answers,
Yeah.
that's going to be super crucial.
So it's not just about keywords on a page. It's about
It's more about,
almost thinking like a chatbot in a way.
like thinking about the question behind the question.
Right. Anticipating, like,
What
what are they
is,
really?
yeah, and the article even talks about semantic search.
Right.
Like search engines, understanding the meaning and relationships between words,
Right.
not just the words themselves,
Okay.
which means you're
It's.
gonna have to structure your content
Right.
in a way that reflects,
Yeah.
natural language and thought patterns.
This is kind of blowing my mind a little
It's
bit.
pretty wild.
Yeah. So imagine someone in
Yeah.
2025 is searching for,
Okay.
I don't know the best way
Yeah.
to learn astrophysics
Okay.
from their living room.
Okay, I like it.
What kind of SEO sorcery
Right.
is going to bring them
Yeah.
the perfect result?
Okay, so in that scenario, I don't think a traditional website,
With just like walls of text is going to cut it. Maybe they find some kind of like interactive VR experience that simulates space travel, or maybe a series of like short, engaging videos from a famous astrophysicist, each of them optimized for voice search with rich snippets that summarize the key concepts.
Okay, so to really nail SEO in 2025,
I
we
think,
kind of have to like throw out
yeah.
what we know now
A lot of what we know now.
and start thinking
Yeah.
in completely new ways.
It's about embracing the unknown,
Okay.
being adaptable, and always,
Yeah.
always
Yeah.
putting the user at the center of everything you do.
So the key takeaway here
Let me think.
is that SEO in 2025
Yeah.
is about creating.
Creating truly valuable experiences
Right.
that anticipate
Yeah.
and exceed user expectations.
Okay.
I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
In a world where information is everywhere, the real winners are going to be the people who can curate it.
personalize it and deliver it in a way that's truly meaningful and engaging.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to be thinking about that.
Awesome.
Thank you for this amazing deep dive.
My pleasure.
And for you listening.
Yeah.
If you want to explore these ideas further.
Yeah.
Be sure to check out the full article.
Definitely.
Until next time, stay curious.
See you later.